This is Beyond the Matrix, Introduction to the Real, the final episode, entitled Conclusions. In this episode, we will be taking you back into the system, for the purposes of elaborating its design in all its beauty and complexity. To start off, in past episodes, we discussed how the nine dialogues involve our intersection with nine versions of the other, how each of those conversations represents affirmation of a distinct impulse, according to a distinct affirmatory narrative. In this episode, I would like to explain with particularity how the affirmational content of a narrative manifests and how it unfolds in the course of our experience. Linearity, that is, the existence of a linear stream of experience, characterized by emotional continuity and the parsimonious path, is only the first layer of experience within the simulation. Divergent paths follow each and every affirmed impulse, generating parallel streams of experience, which through love reintegrate within the linear stream which originated them. In other words, let's say you are rejecting an affirmatory narrative in the ordinary course of your experience. What is actually happening is that those impulses are still expressed within a divergent and then parallel stream, which leads to temporary divergence, before returning to the originating linear stream through a sequence of experiences which converge with the linear identity which originated the shift. Let me give you an example. Suppose, for example, that you are seated on a bench by a lake. Supposing for a second that you had the impulse to ask out a woman who walked by, but you rejected it. The moment that you refuse to express the impulse, in some first divergent, then parallel stream, you not only acted on it, but began a relationship with that person, which went through the full gamut of its expression, until the divergence was eliminated and the linear self is the same as the divergent self. But this goes for any impulse, and appears to act outside of linear time and space, returning the self on parallel timelines to some later event, which joins them. In other words, it appears there is no consistent experience of time. You may spend 4 years in that linear timeline, which returns to the originating timeline merely an hour later. Another point that must be made: the expression of divergent impulses through divergent timelines means that vast shifts in identity, which are not immediately expressed, produce longer sequences of experience, which manifest as larger shifts within the linear timeline which originated them. In other words, the shifts we see in our self-identification, the flux in our identity, are in fact microcosms of larger sequences of experience, wherein those impulses were expressed and actualized. Love plays a role as follows. It is the affirmational component of a relationship, which manifests in the deepest forms of intimacy, which generates the gradual return of a divergent path to its originating linear stream. It must also be said that past relationship partners, which include vast numbers of people, essentially every person you have ever had an intimate impulse towards, are all actual past partners in divergent streams. And you tend to encounter these people in your life at later times. Sometimes these people even remember the memories associated with the experiences that you do not, precisely because in their linear stream they acted upon the impulse, but in yours, you didn't. Thus, the emergence of dissonant consensualities occurs primarily because of the distinct response to an impulse generated by two interacting people. Finally, it is also clear that the expression of meaning through writing plays an essential role in the processing of the system of divergent streams of experience. Since, if you write something down, a feeling, it resets you to the timeline that corresponds to that linear stream. This means that writing down emotional content can bypass divergent streams of experience and undermine the confluence of divergent streams into the same linear timeline. Now, multiplicity, which is the manifestation of multiple timelines converging, what I called the nine dialogues, correspond to nine distinct impulses which you had in the past, but likely didn't express. Each time you meet someone, these nine dialogues manifest corresponding to nine distinct relational impulses you had in relation to them. Now, I called them nine dialogues, corresponding to the nine plates of meaning, but in truth, these should be more accurately referred to as nine plates of impulse. For each plate corresponds to a distinct impulse corresponding to a distinct component of some action. But, since we know that impulses are manifold, it may be that we only interpret the multiplicitous layers through the nine plates, rather than them reflecting nine distinct altars. Which fits, since originally, we referred to these nine dialogues as nine classes of universes. But it would be more accurate to call them nine divergent streams of experience, reflecting nine distinct impulses expressed. Now, what role in particularity does love play in the process? Love is affirming of the impulses of the self. It represents the gradual working out of all the impulses generated by the self which are negated. In this process of working out all those impulses, one can be returned to an identity which corresponds to the originating linear stream. Thus, as your impulses are affirmed in a particular way, that divergent stream returns to you, uniting the selves of both universes. It is also true that individuals perceive reality in a distinct way. Some follow the linear parsimonious path, some jump from dissonant consensuality to another, some take side routes through divergent streams, while still some express every impulse, which manifests as a rather jagged experience of reality. But of all these, only the writer possesses the ability to manufacture narrative, which permits them to retain the linearity to their consciousness, without sacrificing perception of divergent consensualities. Finally, it is important also to note that every impulse, which is expressed, is actualized within a divergent stream. Which means that in many of the streams your dreams you didn't act on came true, only for you to return to the originating linear stream by choice. Thus, it is fair to say that if you ever wanted to be an actor, or a writer, or a nuclear physicist even, these dreams all happened for you, only for you to return to the same linear experience with time. It is as if you have lived an infinite number of lifetimes within a single lifetime, being partners with every person alive, having children with them, raising a family. In each moment, yourself spreads out like a fan, diverging in so many ways, and each one of those lives remains inside you, every impulse which originated them. In fact, living in divergent spaces, are versions of you which are writing this story right now, making this movie, right now. And you are the star. That's the end of the podcast for today.